Welcome back to our podcast. I'm Mario.
And I'm Isaiah.
Woo!
It's been a while. No, it really hasn't. Only been a
no. We're back in the recording booth today. And how's your week? How was your week?
My week was great. Got to spend a lot of time with Kat, girlfriend. She was fun. And
we went to Tampa, right?
Oh yeah, we went to Tampa. You talk about the part with you.
Yes.
how was your adventure with me, Isaiah? That was the question to be asked.
That was the question. So I spent a lot of time with Kat. Can we fast forward that too?
Can we fast forward to the part that matters?
No, it's not the part that matters. I wouldn't say that. Kat, if you're listening. But we had a great time hanging out with Corey and my friend Noah. Well, shout out to Noah.
Well, they're both. I'm friends with both of these people. You're acting like you just met or you just introduced him.
You're right. I'm acting like Noah's my friend, and then you don't. You're not
right.
Friends. You know what?
I could hang out with Noah by myself.
Noah, my friend, and your friend as well.
Thank you.
All right, great. Let's move on. What are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about clout chasers.
I've never been a clout chaser.
Yeah, but I have. So let's talk about that. So I used to want to be friends with certain people for clout, which sounds so bad.
I never knew this about you.
No, yeah, this is a real thing.
Oh, wait. I knew about the other friends, but I never I never knew about. You remember those people you used to hang out with freshman year, the fake ones?
If they're listening to this, I'm sorry.
They are fake. You can't be sorry for them being fake.
Well,
that's on them.
They'll know. If you're a real one, you'll know.
Right.
But, I did not clout chase with them. I was giving them clout. I would be like, here, this is my friend so-and-so. And they'd be like, hey. And then they would start hanging out without me now. So it's just like.
Yeah. I don't like that. I hate when you introduce folks and then suddenly they're at some pop-up place without you.
Right. It's not that they can't be friends. It's just dang, wait 2 minutes.
Yeah, and it's not even that. It's I brought you into the mix.
Mm-hmm,
so if you're going anywhere, where should I be? With you.
Right. But the other group I was talking about, these people are really super nice. Mm-hmm. And they're very welcoming and loving to everyone. But they also have a lot of clout. And it's because they're so popular and so well known on campus. So
I know which group you're talking about now. I'm catching on. We're not going to say any names just because that's no. But I think a lot of people saw that friend group or those people and really felt because they have a lot of acquaintances. And people really thought they were on the inside, but you're not.
Right.
You're just an associate. They're not really friends with you like that.
Yeah, but they're also so friendly, which isn't a bad thing. They're so friendly that they make you feel like you belong already. But it's just you're not going to share your deep personal every time you talk. Or
over the surface type thing.
Right. It's more like a surface level relationship, which I did enjoy these relationships. They're nice people. I still like if I see some of them, I'll still say hi. And we'll still be oh my gosh, how are you? Have a little small talk. But I'm not telling them my life story anytime soon.
I feel like our school is built around clout chasing. A lot of people like to clout chase, and which is crazy because even though we go to a small school, a lot of people, everybody know everybody. If you're in the inner circle, everybody knows everybody, blah, blah, blah. If you're on this team or you do this activity, everybody know everybody.
Yeah.
But the one thing I do want to say, and I can say this because I've had so many roommates up until this point. One of my years here, I'm going to just say it, my freshman year, I had a roommate. So he was a huge clout chaser. When I mean a big clout chaser, he was a huge clout chaser to the point where I remember one of my roommates, one of my roommates were sleeping, and then this other roommate comes in. I had three roommates, by the way. So one was sleeping, this other one comes in and goes, "Yo, wake up. You can't believe what just happened to me." And then my other roommate's like, "What is going on?" At this point, he's sleeping, being
woken up.
Being woken up from bed. And then.
Okay. I'm going to imagine it. I'm just sleeping.
You're sleeping. And I come in, waking you up from bed and telling you, "Yo, you're not going to believe it. So-and-so said hi to me."
Over a hello?
Over.
Hey. Hey.
Over a hello. He woke the guy up.
Hey. That was gross. That was weird.
That was really bad. But over a hello, he woke the guy up. Like, seriously, this is how clout chasing it gets. And I think till this day, that person, that old roommate, we're not roommates anymore, still tries to fit in, like, would do his hair a certain hairstyle, would wear certain clothes that he's not used, like, he didn't wear. Well,
like,
wear.
Would match, like, fads, but, like,
yeah,
the thing is,
would go with trends.
Right, but, like, that's you, not you.
You're not trendy, you're basic. But not to, like, come at him sideways. I'm not, like, this is a positive space, but I feel like a lot of the time, especially here, people will try and copy what certain...
Yeah, no, it's definitely a very, like, big thing, because if you look the part, then everyone else thinks you are the part, so that'll, like, give you some clout in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just keeps spiraling and keeps going and on.
Right, right, right.
No, but yeah, like, I definitely was a clout chaser when I was a freshman. And it just got to the point where I realized, just, like, not that these weren't, like, bad people. They're amazing people. Awesome people. But they're just not my people. They're not meant for me. Like, they're not meant to be in my inner circle. And, like, you can't have everyone in your inner circle, because then there's no inner circle. So now I've been more or less selective about which friends I choose to have and, like, which friends, like, are mine. Like, and that has really, like, helped me, because even though I might not have the most clout, I might not have the most followers, I still have reliable, good, solid friends. Oh, and these friends, they are reliable. They are solid with
you
each
need,
other.
You mm-hmm. need reliable friends, because I feel like a lot of the time, it's like a lot of the times, oh, you're the fun friend. And I felt that a lot in my life, where, like, we hang out, you're the fun friend. But if I'm ever in a frenzy, if my car ever broke down, like, I can't really reach out to you because you're the fun friend.
Right, right. You're not the serious one that, like, gets your job done. Like, you don't right. take, you don't run errands. Like, you're the one who just, like, you hang out with.
I feel like that's a whole nother topic for another time. Like, being mm-hmm. having fun friends. You know, that should be our next podcast. Oh. Like, you're the fun friend.
I'm writing it down. We're writing it down.
People. We're writing it down. One thing I do want to say about clout chasing, though, I've never... like clout chase. I feel like I've always come from that space of if we're supposed to be friends, we'll be friends. I've never been the kind of person, if I walk into a room, I'm not gonna say hi to everybody like that. No, I'm gonna walk into a room, do what I gotta do, and leave.
Right.
Sometimes people think it's rude, but I just feel like that's my, like, am I friendly? We've had this debate for the past 2 weeks. I'm not friendly.
No. So who was it? Oh, it was our work friend. She said that you are, like, professionally friendly, and yes. I'm more personally friendly.
Yes.
Which just means that, like, in professional settings, like, Mario, you're more likely to be like, hi, I'm Mario, like, this is my major, like, what do you do here? And
it's
then for me, it's just like,
for me, you know this. Look. So, like, if I see, I'm not saying, oh my gosh, I'm like, I'm trying to get good with people just so I can get paid. But at the end of the day, connections matter in the professional world and mm-hmm. how you present yourself. So if it's about a check, I'm not going to fumble the bag.
Duh, not a check. No, but, like, with me, though, I tend to meet more my friends, or, like, go and meet people in more social right. settings.
Right.
Like, at, like an event, like, on campus, I'm probably going to be the one who's more likely to just go up to some random person and be like, hey, how are you? Like, my name's Isaiah.
I would, too. But I feel like you would do it to try and get to know the person, build relationships. I would do it just to be nice. And it sounds awful, but at this point of my life, I'm not lying to myself. I know my toxic traits. Mm-hmm. Everyone has toxic... That's another thing, too. Toxic Ooh. Traits. That's a whole nother topic for Duh. Another day.
You just got, like, 2 sneak peeks in one episode, guys.
Exactly. So, I'm just saying, I'm not the kind of person that's gonna go up to people and try and build something. I have to see you over time.
Right. Yeah, and a friendship doesn't just get developed, like, overnight. Even though we would mm-hmm. wish it does. It's taken, like, lots of time and time, lots of hours for me and Mario to just get this close.
That is very true. But continuing with clout chasing, when did you know, or when did you feel like you were clout chasing?
I don't think you can really know you're clout chasing until you're out of that position. Because right. once you're doing it, you don't think you are. Like,
that's a good point.
Like, you're, like, in the depths, in the middle, like, you're head first, like, you're on all the way in, so you don't know what's really good. You kind of have, like, blinders on, like, where you're, like, super right, focused right. in on one
well,
thing.
Well, let me help you out. if signs that you should be aware that you might be a clout chaser, Isaiah, right. I'm just helping you out.
Next time, bruh, get out the studio.
Not gonna be a next time.
No, there's not gonna be a next time. Actually, there might.
If you ever find yourself ever in a relationship where it's like one way and you're not receiving anything, and I know this might not be like a clout chasing thing, because sometimes you do have those people that are super selfish mm-hmm. and are never giving back. But if you're ever in a one way relationship where you feel like you're changing a lot about yourself to accommodate that individual, you're clout chasing.
Yeah.
Changing your outfit, trying to say hi to the person, trying to be invited at the spot. It's some people, oh gosh.
Not even like with just trying to say hi, going out of your way. Going out of your way is like where you really know you're in a one-sided relationship. And like for me now, I try to balance both aspects and both ends, because I don't want to be the one who's just like receiving it all. Like receiving like all the intention, like getting all the invites first. But I also don't want to be the one who's like always asking, always inviting, like always wanting to come over.
I had a friend freshman year. She would always invite herself to things.
Ooh.
Always. And I mean, it would be times where, say we were going to get ice cream. This is just a random, like, thing. But if she meets us in El Prado, she sees us. My friend Angela knows exactly who I'm talking about. What's up, Ange? Anyway, I would say, yeah, we're going to get ice cream. And she'd be, oh, yeah, I'm coming with you guys. Or sometimes be like,
No, this happened to me. And I think if we're talking about the same person, she said, oh my gosh, that sounds like so much fun. And like just sat there waiting for an invite. I was like, all right, we're going now. Bye. But it wasn't meant to be rude. It's because where we were going, we were going to have like a deep personal conversation.
Right. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And like we were like, it was like more or less exclusive. We weren't trying to like purposely exclude her, but it's just because we were talking about something sensitive and like private information that not everyone knew.
Right.
So mm-hmm. it was like very limited to the information that we knew, and we've been trying to have this conversation like for the longest. So we finally were able to have it, mm-hmm. and then someone's trying to come along. I was like,
another sign you might be clout chasing is if you're always trying to be invited places inviting yourself. You know, nothing is worse than inviting yourself to the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else pulling up, seeing you at the spot with no invitation.
I'm going to start handing out formal invitations. You are formally invited to XYZ, so-and-so, wherever we're going.
Or
you got to have the index card or
it's
the
not even that. Information with For you. Me, if I didn't get an invite, I just assume I'm not invited. Some people just think just because they didn't get an invite, I'm invited unless I'm not invited. No, you're not invited if you...
You're not invited.
Yeah, right.
If you did not get an invitation, you weren't invited. It's not that hard.
It's really not. And thankfully, she does not go to the school anymore. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, homegirl, just know. No more inviting yourself to spaces that you're just not invited to.
Not even her specifically. Anyone. If you know you're trying to invite yourself to places, you got to stop that. Cut it off. Terminate.
Right. But let's be honest, though. I would clout chase Selena Gomez. That's another topic we need to talk about, because this morning you were triggered that I like Selena Gomez. What's going on with that?
Well, honestly, I don't even know. I'm just not a huge fan. You know?
I feel like everyone switched up on her, like for Ariana.
And no, but she didn't have like any like major platforms or like anything.
Doesn't
real,
matter. You know? What's your loyalty?
Not to her. Where did this loyalty need to start?
This might be a controversial topic, but I feel like Justin Bieber still fumbled the bag till this day.
Well, I will say I'm loyal to Justin Bieber. I don't know. I just feel like he's just really cool. Like, I would want to be his friend.
There you go again. Clout chasing.
You know what? I'm going to leave. Good night, everyone.
See yourself out at the door.
So I realized that, like, I had to stop. Like, well, I had friends. I had other friends who really like...
Wait, which friends? The fake friends or...
No, the real ones.
Okay, continue.
Mary, Aubrey, and Karen. They were like, hey.
Solid.
We're still here. And I was like, why am I investing time in friends that aren't returning, like, and people who aren't returning that, when right. I have friends over here.
I feel like people do that a lot. You clout chase the people who want nothing to do with you, who are not investing in you. Mm. And then you have some real friends, some really solid friends, not the fun friends, reliable friends.
Yep.
But you're not really paying attention to those friends because what?
Because you want to chase what's popular and like what's ahead of us. Like, that's what it really is about.
That's a lame move, if you ask me.
It is a lame move, and I'm going to say I was a lame. I did that. But I know now, and I've learned. So, yeah.
Clout chasing Isaiah. Duh. Who would have known?
Yeah. I know. It's a strange thing.
But moving on, I do want to talk about this this topic, which is when you're in a friendship, how do you know? Have you ever had like a friendship where you feel like you was the one being clout chased?
That is a good question.
I feel like you've definitely been in relationships or friendships where like it benefited them. Because I think I've been in that situation where people would be friends with me because it benefited them. And I always see the pattern of like, and this person knows this because we've had this conversation. I was friends with this individual and she would always want me to like help her edit stuff like for class. And I'm telling you, this is in high school when I didn't even know about clout chasing. Like, help her edit stuff, help her if she had something to film for class, like for whenever we had competition or whatever, she would want my help with it. And it's like, shoot, you only want my help. And if I ever needed something, say I needed her to be on camera for me, she wouldn't do that. So one-sided.
That's so one-sided. No. Well, now that I think about it, like, yeah, I have been in some one-sided relationships where people have been, like, chasing after me. And I don't know what it is, but I feel like my personality just meshes very well with, like, most people. And, like, I try to find, like, something that we have in common usually, or I, like, try to relate to them. And, like, the easiest thing to relate to is, like, music for me because right. I'm a very musical person. So,
but you can't sing though. How are you so musical?
Not you calling me out for singing. No, but I mean, like, I don't know the inner workings of music, but I love listening to like music all the time.
Okay, that makes
always
sense.
Always dancing. I actually used to play the clarinet. Did you know that?
Oh, wait, I did know. I think I remember when we were in quarantine in October and you were like, yeah, I used to play the clarinet.
You used to play the clarinet like Squidward.
I died laughing.
Like Squidward, yeah.
Oof. Mm-mm.
But that time is over. No, but I used to be on step team as well, and like,
step team?
Yes. You didn't know? Did you not know this?
I did not. A step team?
Yes.
I thought you were joking. You said you were like...
No, I was 100%.
Okay, continue.
Okay, well, anyways, music has just been a big part of my life, like in like multiple areas, just like right. everywhere. So it's just like, yeah, like I try to relate to people like that, but I can see like how like people have tried chasing after me, and then I've had to like establish like for myself, because I can't make this decision for them. If they're going
right.
to clout chase me, then they're just going to have to like, they're going to keep trying, keep doing whatever. So there's two options. It's like one, to either invest back into that and be a good investment back. So then it's not, so then you're pushing like that one-sided back towards the middle.
Right.
Or you could just be like, terminate it. Be like, oh, like slowly move away from them, like as a friendship, and be like, I'm not really sure if I can like hang out all the time, or if like I can't do this, da da da. Like whatever you gotta say, because I've said, not me exposing myself, but I've said different things to different people where I just like, I just don't think this is working right now. Like,
right.
And like we need to like chill on our friendship, because like hanging out every day is just like draining. Like for. The only people I could hang out like every day with would be my sister, Victoria, you, and my girlfriend.
Right. I feel like sometimes, though, I do feel like we hang out too much sometimes. And I feel like, dang, like, not that I'm tired of you. I'm just tired of the dynamic.
We do. We do hang out a lot, which is very, it's weird to balance, because
we work together.
On top of just being friends, we work together. You have a class where you're the producer, and I'm like, not an employee. I'm a producer, but you're over me. And then
right.
I'm the associate producer for Chapel, so that means technically I'm over you. So we have a lot of dynamics.
Mm-hmm. And then it's not even that. It's also like, yeah, we work together and see each other all the time, but then where do we hang out as friends? Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's important.
And too. Where's that overlay either as well? Because like at work, like not that we're fooling around, but like sometimes we'll like still hang out and we'll like get lunch together too. Like that's mm-hmm. like a normal thing. But like we also have to have times where we are just like just friends, where we're not working. Like this podcast technically is also work. Like
it is.
It's not like difficult work. Like it's not too bad, but like it's still things we have to set up and we have to plan and we have to
hustle.
We do have to hustle.
Another thing, I don't think you and I have ever talked about this, which is I'm bringing it now. Oh. I'm bringing it up now.
Okay.
For me personally, here's one of the reasons why I realized like I'm not a clout chaser, because a while ago, maybe 1 or 2 years ago, I used to find myself in these friendships or like in these individual relationships where I was doing a lot for the person. I was just always there, always willing, just mm-hmm. being giving, giving them everything I have, giving them all the energy. And then I realized they would not match my energy.
Right.
I would get nothing out of them, and the relationship was beneficial to them. And I used to beat myself up a lot about that. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? Like,
what's wrong with you?
I used to say that
stuff.
You're
a nice person.
Then
that's what's wrong.
What I realized is that I needed boundaries, and I feel like a lot of time. And I think I've wanted to say this to you for a while, but we just haven't gotten to that. It's not about them and how much you do for them and how you feel used, or like how, not that I'm saying people are using you or anything. I'm just getting to the point where like, it's something I realized. You need boundaries, Mario. And had I not set those boundaries for myself on how much, I'm not going to spread myself thin for anybody.
Ooh.
I'm just not. I'm not at that level anymore. Now it depends. I would do it for you. I would do it for my family. I would do it for a very few amount of individuals.
Right.
However, I just had to develop boundaries for myself.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, with that, not the voice crack, but I feel like with that, like, you are right. Like, sometimes I think I have a boundary set, and then there's just nothing.
No,
there.
You have no boundaries.
I do have boundaries.
When it comes to relationships, sometimes you have no. Because you're such a good person. And
no, but your boundaries are different from what my boundaries
would be. Yeah, that is true. That is very true.
So, like, I guess our boundaries are different. Which, boy, why you put me on the spot?
You have very little boundaries.
I do say, like, I will say, like, sometimes I forget that I need to have, like, specific boundaries.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like that's part of me also being, like, very trusting and vulnerable quickly.
Yeah.
That's part of my, like, personality. Because something that, like, I feel like something that I've learned can help someone else.
True.
But also not everyone needs to know every detail or aspect of my life.
I'd be friends with people for a whole 2 years, and there are still things that I have to let be mysteries, because sometimes you just... Because for me, here's how I look at it. There are people that have betrayed me I don't talk to till this day, but their secrets will never leave my mouth.
Right.
Because my loyalty is not seasonal. But I'm telling you, in 2021... Everybody's got a price.
Ooh.
People, you don't even gotta pay people to spill about you.
Right.
But let's move on to the question of the day.
Yes.
My question for you, Isaiah, is this. Imagine you had to pick between your mom and your girlfriend. What would you do? Not your wife. You had to pick between your mom and your girlfriend. What would you do?
Like, for what?
You just have to pick. Like your mom said, you got to pick between me and your girl. Not that your mom would ever, because your mom and your family and your girlfriend's family, they're like all meshed together. They're amazing. But if you ever found yourself in that situation, because I saw that tweet the other day and it was like a huge controversy, like your mom or your girlfriend.
I'm not answering this question. This is a terrible question.
You have
question.
To.
No.
This would never happen in real life. You won't get in trouble for
it.
Because your mom love your girlfriend, though. I'm talking about, like, if you were ever to be in a situation where, like, your mom said you got to pick between me and your girl.
No, Mario. This is what you did. You just asked a loaded question. A loaded question is when no
These
matter
are the
which
kind of
answer you
people
pick.
Want.
No, it is not. A loaded question is when you pick two answers, which either answer you pick just blows up in your face.
Whoa, when your mom listened to this, she's going to be mad you didn't pick her.
And if Kat listens to this, she's going to be mad I didn't pick her. So
then who are you going to hide this episode from then? Your mom or your girlfriend?
Pick a new question. I pick both. They would. There's never a situation where they wouldn't be on the same page. Are you kidding me?
Come on. You're telling me?
Yes, I'm telling you. My mom and my girlfriend would be on the same page. Okay, so see, here's let me dilute this.
Go ahead.
I have a healthy relationship with my mom and my girlfriend.
I know, and I've mentioned that, and they love each other.
But listen, if you didn't have a healthy relationship with your mom, then you choose your girlfriend. But if you don't have a healthy relationship with your girlfriend, then you choose your mom. Not saying that either one of them still won't love you, but like your mom's still gonna love you because she's your mom. You love them
both, but your mom don't like your girlfriend, so she wants you to pick. What do you do?
Obviously, your mom sees something you don't. That's what I would pick.
So you'd pick your mom?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That's all you had to say.
Boy, I thought you meant, like, they're both on life support. We got to unplug one of them.
No, I literally said, like, your mom wants you to pick her or the girl because the girl is, you know, toxic. But you don't see that.
No, that is not the question. Okay, we're going to listen to it back. Not now, but later.
When you do.
When I do, and I'm gonna tell you exactly what you said.
Anyway, what's your question?
Okay. My question is, would you rather be able to breathe underwater or be able to fly like a bird?
Ooh.
So water or air?
I would like to fly like a bird because I'm not scared of heights, but with water, even, like, with swimming, I always feel like I'm under something. Like, something is weighting me down. I don't like that.
No, but you'd be able to breathe.
Still, I still feel like there's a heavy weight on me. But with, like...
That's because there is. It's the water.
Exactly. But when you're a bird... I'm a bird.
Quote of the day. Here's your quote. I'm a bird.
I'm an eagle.
You're gonna soar in the sky?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Anyway, so that is about it for this episode.
That is all the time we have.
It is all the time we have because I have to head to class.
Blah.
I know. I like this class, actually. It's Advanced TV.
Okay. That's a good class.
It is a good class.
Well, thank you for listening and joining us this week. As you know, next week's podcast is...
To be determined.